This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Since we talked about holiday cacti yesterday, I thought it'd be fun to share some tidbits on other holiday plants. I think for 2021, holly may be in your thoughts. Holly stands for good luck. The ancient Romans and Greeks were the first to deck their halls with boughs of holly. Holly bushes always stay green and need little to no maintenance, even during the harshest winters. For those of us in the northern climes, winterberry holly is a native plant worth growing. Learn more on GardenBite.com. The ancients believed the bush was sacred. Romans would send holly wreaths to friends, family, and especially newlyweds with gifts of goodwill and good wishes. Mistletoe is known for romance. The kiss under the mistletoe. While the Norse mythology isn't nearly as pleasant, today kissing under the mistletoe indicates forthcoming happiness and fertility. Mistletoe is also said to be used in other unusual ways, such as placing it above a baby's bed for protection from evil spirits. A sprig placed under the pillow of a young girl is said to inspire the dreams of her future husband. Technically, it's not the nicest plant, as it's a parasite. Humans have had some interesting traditions through the centuries. The yew, with its vivid red berries, is a slow-growing and low-maintenance shrub. Its sprigs are lovely in fresh arrangements, but there's a fascinating and long history behind the shrub. It's said to be one of the oldest shrubs on Earth. The ancient Druids looked to the yew as a symbol of everlasting life, honoring it as a sacred plant. Throughout European history, yews were planted in churchyards to symbolize a long life. Keep in mind it's toxic to animals and humans. There are many types of yews. Find all this and much more on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.